There are differing visions of what to do with nearly 4 acres of prime waterfront property on Auk Bay. Juneau's Docks and Harbors Division sees huge potential in expanding slips for commercial fishing boats, yachts, and even small cruise ships. Port Director Carl Yucatel argues that Juneau's geography has left mariners with too little harbor space, and this location is prime.
We're cramped on this long linear ribbon of land in Juneau, so having the opportunity to acquire more land and utilize that land as a portal for expansion of the harbor, we think is in the best interest of the marine users in Juneau, and that's what we would do.
Docks and Harbors submitted a proposal last summer that called for an ambitious $30 million harbor expansion that would build a new boat slip connected to neighboring Statter Harbor. Docks and Harbors would also relocate its administrative offices to the property, saving $56,000 a year in rent. Juneau's port director says it's a rare chance.
This is kind of a once-in-a-generation opportunity to acquire property adjacent to a harbor that can really benefit the community for, you know, decades to come, and we're excited about the opportunity that it presents.
First, a little history. The Federal Marine Lab was mostly built in the 1960s and for decades occupied by NOAA Fisheries until they moved up the road to Ted Stevens Marine Research Institute at Lena Point. Since then, several other agencies have come and gone. Now the Coast Guard is using some of the buildings, but it's not clear if they'll renew their tenancy when it expires in May. Now considered surplus property, the waterfront acreage and the buildings on it are in the hands of the General Services Administration, the agency charged with managing federal properties. Also in the running is the University of Alaska Southeast, whose main campus is literally across the street. Port engineer Gary Gillette notes the city would be glad to lease the main building to the university.
All the labs and everything are still there. So, you know, if it's something that the university or some research entity could use, we'd, you know, lease it out to them because as a Docks and Harbors facility, we don't particularly need the lab space.
And the university? So far it's been thanks but no thanks to leasing space from the city. UAS has filed a proposal of its own that calls for expanding its campus on Auk Bay and using the entire 4 acres. UAS Vice Provost for Research Karen Schmidt explains.
What we're trying to do is expand the campus along that waterfront and use those buildings, and we have plans to utilize all of the buildings that are there. So then we will have all of our science programs, which are very interdisciplinary in nature, on the same site and accessible to the water on the marine laboratory side going down to the waterfront and the dock there.
At one point, both the city and the university were working on a joint plan, but that stalled last year. A memorandum of understanding remains unsigned because Docks and Harbors and the university disagree over how to share the property. UAS Facilities Director Keith Gergen says both sides recognize a compromise would simplify the process, but so far, that remains elusive.
One of the questions that we haven't been able to answer is whether there is a workable plan that has the two agencies sharing the property. That's what I think, frankly, neither party can say for sure works.
The university projects it would cost up to $2.2 million to move in the first year. Demolishing and replacing some of the buildings and bringing it up to standards could cost upwards to $25 million over 20 years. Schmidt says the state's fiscal crisis is no reason to abandon investments in education, and that's the message they'd carry to the Capitol.
We'll be serving a large number of people in the community, certainly the region, and I think that's the kind of mission that our university really can advocate for strongly and would do well to have that property to make that possible.
Both sides agree that it's a prime piece of land that the community would be lucky to have access to, no matter how it's used. As it stands, the ball remains in the Fed's court. The university's application rests with the U.S. Department of Education. Docks and Harbors has applied to the U.S. Commerce Department's Maritime Agency. The federal GSA is left with the task of weighing which proposal is better in the interests of the U.S. government. How and when they will decide is anybody's guess. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.